Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated. So we need to learn to rejoice and be glad in each and every day. And so my message, you know, a lot of people say, well, why do you talk on Mother's Day about Mother's Day? Well, why not? We want to honor our mothers, don't we? And so I think it's a good thing to do. And I like to start off on a Mother's Day, especially with a little bit of humor. And yes, something, they asked six-year-old children, and they asked these questions. It's just four questions. Number one, why did God give you your mother and not some other mom? And yes, the answer that I chose, we're related. I thought that was kind of cute. We're related. And then, what kind of little girl was your mom? And this little girl answered, my mom has always been my mom and none of that other stuff. I just think it's so sweet. And then, this one was probably one for me. How did your mom meet your dad? Well, mom was working in a store and dad was shoplifting. That's cute, isn't it? Devin liked that one. And then, listen to this. If you could change one thing about your mom, what would it be? She has this weird thing about me keeping my mom, my room clean. I'd get rid of that. Isn't that cute? And I will say this. Mothers bring order into the family. Mothers bring the family unit. Mothers are the glue that keeps the family together. It's absolutely true. And I think I've experienced it more this month than I ever have in my life. A mother is the glue that holds the family together. There's a little picture I've got of moms right there, just show it, and you can see right in the middle for the O is the heart. And do you know that God has given mothers to the world? Obviously, we come through our mothers, but He's given mothers to demonstrate the soft side of Him, the caring, the nurturing side of God, because God is a nurturing God. He says, I want to take you like a chick and put you under my wings. That's the mother side, and that's what we experience in mothers. And when I look at it and see how it's worked in my own personal life, growing up with my mom and dad, and now with my own wife, with our kids, I see it there always. The mother is the glue of the family. There is no getting away from it. And the Bible stresses very clearly the vital role that women have, mothers have, of training of faith. Mothers train the children up in faith. And too often, you know, a lot of times a father hasn't even found Jesus yet, you know, and they're still looking and searching for answers when the mothers have already got Christ. And they, a lot of the times, bring the fathers to find the Lord. And not only in the Old Testament, but also in the New Testament, God points out the vital role of mothers in shaping children and making them love God. And Paul calls out, the Apostle Paul, the great Apostle Paul, calls out the mother of Timothy and his grandmother. And he honors them for being the ones who gave Timothy a vision for what to believe or what to believe. He points them out as the actual ones who led Timothy, who became a great man in the kingdom of God, how to and what to believe. In 2 Timothy 1:5. Out of the Message translation, listen what he says here. I remember your honest faith, King James says unfeigned. He's talking to Timothy. I remember your honest, unfeigned faith and what a rich faith it is, handed down from your grandmother Lois to your mother Eunice and now to you. I mean, you think about that. That is, he's not saying that you spoke, you know, I was trained by Gamaliel and he trained me in the ways of the word and you know, I know the Torah inside out. He says the great faith that you possess, unfeigned, real, true faith with actions proving it, came from your grandmother, Lois, who handed it down to your mother, who handed it down to you. And I see that a lot in my family. I see that right now. My mother-in-law, she's not here this morning, but she... Happy Mother's Day to her because she's an incredible woman. She's absolutely amazing. She is just kaboom. And she has become a mother to me in my life. As you'll see, Paul had another mother in his life. And she handed down to her daughters and her children the true meaning of the word of faith and God in Jesus Christ. I mean, really. And now they are handing and passing it down to their children. So this is something that's awesome and it works. And we need to give it time to grow and prosper and let it flow in the family. Don't block it. Amen. And we sometimes, men can be a hindrance to that. And so let's honor our mothers. The Passion Translation says, as I think of your strong faith that was passed down through your family line, it began with your grandmother Lois, who passed it on to your dear mother Eunice. And it's clear that you too are following in the footsteps of their godly example. I'm telling you, a mother can set the tone. A mother can, you know, a father can demand and tell you what you need to do and how you need to love God and you know how you do it. The mother demonstrates it. There's a big difference. There truly is a big difference. The mother demonstrates. Well, my father tried to teach me and never got through. But my mother and her demonstration of her love, her caring, her nurturing, her praying when need be, and her believing and trusting God is what helped my life. That's where I got my training. My dad loved the Lord with all of his heart. I mean, he just wanted to be with God. That was his sole ambition in life. I want to be with God. So much so that at the age of, I think he was 65 or something like that, he went to be with the Lord. He just wanted to be with God. That's all he wanted. Nothing but God. I'm telling you, it was amazing. But my mother was a foundation of our family. She trained us how and what and when. And so mothers are a vital, vital part in the training of children. Amen? Amen. And if Paul calls out grandmothers, the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Spirit, if he calls out grandmothers and mothers, I think we should as well honor and respect and call out our great grandmothers and our great mothers. Amen. How many of you remember your granny praying? I remember my granny as clear as it was like yesterday, sitting there praying and praying and praying and praying for us, the family. And she passed it to my mother, who passed it to us. So it's a powerful, powerful thing. So mothers, we need to honor and celebrate them, not tolerate them. Whoops. Now I'm preaching to me. Okay? I'm preaching to myself. My son's laughing. Your turn is coming. Your turn will arrive. There is no doubt. Amen. And now, maybe you didn't have faith in God that was handed down or passed down to you. You know, some people, unfortunately, things happen in life and some mothers are not there and just life happens. But you know what? Maybe you didn't have a praying mother or maybe you didn't have praying parents. Maybe they didn't know and they weren't handed down what was handed down to us. I count myself fortunate. I really do. In Ephesians 2:8, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. I will never forget that in my entire life. It's none of my smarts, none of my searching, nothing like that, but the grace of God and the faith that he gave me to actually receive him. I will not take it for granted. I will never take salvation for granted. It's not mine to take for granted. It's his that he gave me through faith. And so, you know, I'm fortunate to have had praying parents. I must tell you that now. A lot of people have not had that. Maybe some people were orphaned, maybe brought up in foster homes, etc. And you know, I want you to know, we were all orphans, everyone on the planet. But God chose to adopt us into his own family. And you can see that in Ephesians 1:5. God adopted us. He chose us to be his children. Amen. He adopted us into his family. And then we have become part of the kingdom of God. So What it means, if faith was not handed down to you, or you didn't have praying parents or anything else, what that means in your own personal life, forget your past mistakes. Think of the finished work of Christ and the cross. He said, it's done. I've taken care of all those past hurts, all those past abuses, all those past sins. I've taken care of the fact that you neglected your children. Whatever it is, I've taken care of it. But what it means to you in your life today, if you've had good praying parents, thank God. If you haven't had good praying parents, you thank God that you're alive. And you now can become the pioneer of your family and your future. You are called to be the pioneer to bring Christ to the children, to the grandchildren, to the great-grandchildren. And even if your children already having great, you've already got great-grandchildren, become a pioneering great-grandmother to them and start speaking and praying over your children in faith. And pray God's blessings on them. It's never too late. That's what I love about the kingdom of God. It's never, ever, ever too late. You have the privilege. You have the opportunity of becoming the pioneer in your family. And you can get it passed down to your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. So don't look at it as a bad thing. Look at this as praise God. You see, in Christ, there's always hope. There's always hope. There is not a hopeless case. There's not a hopeless case with sickness. There's not a hopeless case with finances. Not a hopeless case in a marriage. Not a hopeless case in sin. There's no hopeless case in Christ. Our hope is in Christ, the hope of glory. There are no lost cases. Not a lost case on the planet. And I'm just so grateful for God. My wife was singing, the praise and worship, the words are just kaboom, out there, right? I adore you. I exalt you. We love you. Draw us close. He wants to draw us near. He wants to draw us into his presence. He wants to have his arms around us. That's the kind of God we have. And that's why he gave us mothers with all this nurturing. Amen. And even if you say, well, I don't have grandchildren. I never had children. I couldn't have children, etc. What about spiritual children? You can be a mother, a spiritual mother to children. You can be a mother to homeless children. There's never just a period at the end and that's it, you're done. With God, there's always something to look forward to. Always something to look forward to. Praise God. Mark 15, verse 21, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. I want you to see this now, the Apostle Paul. As they came out of the city, this was when they were taking Jesus to crucify him, and he was on the last part of his journey on that Good Friday, on the last stretch of his journey. As they came out of the city, they stopped an African man named Simon, a native of Libya. He was passing by, just coming in from the countryside with his two sons. I mean, can you imagine the traumatic experience that they witnessed? My God. His two sons, Alexander and Rufus. And the soldiers forced him to carry the heavy crossbeam for Jesus. Can you imagine the traumatic experience for those two boys? Show that picture I've got there, please, Laura. This, you know, I can just imagine something, the father helping, as you can see in the picture there, the father helping carry the cross and Jesus all whipped and bruised. And the two, you see the one boy crying. And I mean, can you imagine what was taking place there? His two sons. But that was when they carried, where his father carried the cross for Jesus. In Romans 16, 13, watch what Paul says now. Remember the two sons? They were called Alexander and Rufus. Watch this now, years later. Greet Rufus, whom the Lord picked out to be his very own, and also his dear mother, who has been a mother to me. Who has been a mother to me. I imagine Rufus and Alexander, and obviously Simon, the one who was carrying the cross, getting home that day. Come on. They had come to Israel and Jerusalem from outside of the country. They had come there because of Passover. They were part of the Israeli clan believing in Passover. And they came there, and yeah, they got Jesus, and they're dragging him down the road and whipping him and beating him. And they told, you carry that cross. And if he didn't, he would have been in trouble. So he's carrying the cross, and the children are walking with my daddy, and crying blood and all craziness going on. I imagine they got home that evening, and they had to hold the children and try to kind of some way explain what took place. And they told the mother everything.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located